pretty healthy and ready to go tonight.
Yep. Waiting for the, I think he's got something in his throat, though. Maybe I have a cold, but no, the flu seems to have disappeared on us, which is good. We haven't had a bout of it for 5 or 6 days.
Buffalo got the nod from the writers as the Masterton nominee, dedication, perseverance kind of thing. What do you see in him over the years?
This year here really solidified himself as an NHL defenseman. I think, he's on the plus side, a plus minus, and it's good numbers, and played at times against the other team's best, a pivotal role, but a lot more controlled in his game. He's become an elite guy on the back end.
It's fun to hear you say become a real NHL defenseman, because he's put up big numbers in the past.
No, I know that, but he also played forward.
True.
You know, so we've had the Burns effect, guys who play up front and go back. But his game is at a point now we wouldn't consider putting him up front, and because we need him on the back end. But there was, actually, right from the time he went back there, I think last year, he really took hold of the defensive parts of the game. He still has a lot of offense, clearly, and he has an offensive mindset when he plays the game, but he's really put some structure into his game.
He said he's noticed himself running around a lot less now.
Yeah.
Did that come from conversations with you, video? Where do you think that starts?
I think he started up front when I was here, and he went back. I made a deal with him. You can play defense. That's his preferred position. You can play defense, but you have to play within the framework that the game. I think the other part was that he was always felt that he had to be a driver of offense, and he would push that on just about every play. But you see guys, when they become more veteran, understand the game better, when to go, when not to go. And he's pretty controlled in a lot of what he does offensively now.
You see a greater commitment to training as well?
His numbers have gotten drastically better over the last 2 years, yes.
What do you hope to see these final 6 games from certain guys, specific guys?
Same as it's been a while we've been in this, probably going back to Brian Little's injury at the end of February. We have a number of players in our lineup through injury and through trade. That are new. I mean, we probably, and I won't count Mark Scheifele on this, we have about 10 guys, either young or young in terms of experience. We're looking for those guys to show us how they would fit, what they have to offer. So when you get to the summer and you're putting your pieces together and you're looking for your holes to fill, you want these young guys to make the best case for themselves to play in that hole.
And at the same, the flip side is, do you depend on your veterans, your guys like Wheeler and Buffalo, to sort of continue to set the tone?
We do. We're probably, not counting the goalies, down to 5 of them. There's not a lot of them right now. We got 4 of those guys out of our lineup. So it is for them. I want them, to be quite honest with you, more to worry about their own game and not be too concerned about monitoring all the other young players. They can help out. I think that like a guy like Blake Wheeler's had a great effect on Nick Ehlers. When you look at Nick's game mature over his first year in the NHL. So they have relationships with the young players. It's a tough situation for everyone. The veteran guys always carry it more than young players, which is normal. Want them to play a game that they can be proud of.
Does being mathematically eliminated enter the minds or change anything at all?
Well, it didn't sneak up on us.
Flyers team's fighting for their lives right now. Just what have you seen from them? It looks like from afar they've been playing pretty good here.
Yeah, lots of speed in their game. Pretty good 5-on-5 defensive hockey team. They've had some nice goaltending on some stretches here lately. Really added a nice piece to their blue line that's had a major impact in their game. Gothsberry, really dynamic, exciting young player. And then they're just going to work hard and they're going to skate. I think you saw a little bit with the Buffalo, the Eastern Conference style, probably a little different than what we see in the West. They get up and down the ice pretty good. They'll move it, compete pretty hard. The Flyers always have.
Schedule's been obviously busy going every second day, but is there a bonus at all having that afternoon game in Buffalo? Does it feel like your group's had that extra day almost here?
Well, the legs were good this morning. I've never seen a schedule where you would go 6 straight weeks without two days off. So we're trying a bunch of different things in terms of recovery and things that we probably wouldn't necessarily try if you're in a playoff hunt. You try to find that rhythm. So we're trying to push things in terms of how we can recover in a schedule like that, because I have a sense that we'll probably be seeing this again sometime. But and some of it's emotional too, that mental. 2 days off, you can take a day off, get a good practice in, and you feel charged up. For us right now, and we've won 2 of our last 3 games, but you never hit that real positive mental note because of our situation.
When you're saying you try a bunch of things, what do you...
Bunch of the off-ice things, some testings, stuff that we do just to see about recovery, just to see if we can monitor and quantify how their body feels, how their energy level is. We had a run of the flu bug go through at the same time of our injury, and it's taken most of those guys who dealt with it a good 5 days after. So trying to rest them at the right time.
Have you done any of your travels differently?
No, our February was unusual. We played 12 straight games in 12 different cities. A couple of times it was Winnipeg. I think we had 8 time zone changes. So we do. We try to not to get into cities after 2:30, whether it's Winnipeg or so. We would stay over. We changed to 1 in after a Calgary game. We came back on a night that we probably would have stayed over in a different situation. But we're still working on that. Our schedule is unusual.
Yeah.